If you have your Bible tonight, turn with us to Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1. We'll begin reading tonight, just a few verses here, if God will be our help, in Joshua chapter 1 and verse 10. Joshua chapter 1 and verse 10. Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, pass through the host and command the people, saying, prepare ye victuals, for within 3 days ye shall pass over this Jordan to go in to possess the land which the Lord your God giveth you to possess it. And to the Reubenites and the Gadites and the half tribe of Manasseh spake Joshua, saying, remember the word which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, saying, the Lord your God hath given you rest and hath given you this land. Your wives, your little ones, and your cattle shall remain in the land which Moses gave you on this side Jordan, but ye shall pass before your brethren armed, all the mighty men of valor, and help them. Unto the Lord have given your brethren rest, as he hath given you, and they also have possessed land which the Lord your God giveth them. Then ye shall return unto the land of your possession, enjoy it, which Moses, the Lord's servant, gave you on this side Jordan toward the sun rising. Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, God, we love you and we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy and your love. We thank you for your sweet spirit. God, we ask you, Lord, to help us, God, this evening. Heavenly Father, we stand in need of your touch and we stand in need of that tug, God, from glory. God, we ask you, Lord, just to help us for a little while as we try to minister for you. God, I pray, Heavenly Father, you'd touch our lips, God, that you'd give us the words to say. I pray that you'd give us clarity of thought, clarity of speech. God, I pray that you'd touch our hearts and give us a teachable spirit. God, that we might take thy word, God, and that we might apply it to our own hearts. God, in a personal way, God, it might help us to a personal resolution where we need to be. God, in the day and hour we live, God, that we might come to a place where we're really able to do that you'd have us to do, and be that you'd have us to be, for your glory, for your honor. As we stand before you tonight, Lord, we can do nothing. But God, we ask you, Lord, that you'd touch us and give us all that we need in Jesus Christ our Lord. And God, we'll bow our heads and we'll thank you and we'll praise you. Ask it all tonight in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. You may be seated. I won't preach tonight just a little while, if God will be my help, on this thought, armed and ready to help. Armed and ready to help. As we've been looking in the Word of God over the last little bit, we looked in Joshua chapter 1 a while back in verses 8 and 9, and we talked about the empowerment of the people, how God has empowered us to be prosperous and have good success. That's what God wants for us. That's what he was planning for the nation of Israel all along. He wanted to make them prosperous, and he wanted them to have good success. How do we be prosperous? How do we have good success? Just stay with the Lord. Amen. Amen. If they would have stayed with the Lord, there's no telling where Israel could have been today. They could have been one of the greatest nations in the world, amen, if they would have just stayed with God and kept our focus. Just imagine what could happen to these United States of America if we could just get back with God, if we could focus on God, stay with God, how we could prosper and have good success. That's what God wants for us. That's what he plans for us, and that's what he tries to give, amen. And he empowers us to do those things. Amen. I preached a while back on have-beens and ought-to-bes. I'll tell you, there's some things that we have been, praise God, but I'm glad we're not what we ought to be. Amen. Not yet, but God's still working on us, you and me. Ain't you glad for that? Ain't you glad God hasn't give up on any of us? He's still the potter. You're still the clay. Amen. Glory be to God. And he still got us on the wheel, and he's turning us day by day, and he's helping us in a big way. Now, sometimes I think we get kind of embittered about that. Think, well, you know, I don't like God working on me all the time. Amen. Praise God. I wish you, hey, praise praise God, worked on us more than he does. Amen. Praise God. I don't ever want God to withdraw his hands from me. I want God to keep his hands on me. I want to keep him working on me. I want him holding, to make me and mold me in the way that he'd have me to be. Amen. And when we, you say, well, preacher, it's so hard to try to do right. Amen. It is within this flesh. But I want to say, praise God, the Spirit of God, it speaks your heart. If we'll just surrender to the Lord, he'll help us, amen, to get through some of the turmoil that we face in this flesh in which we live. See, that's a bad thing about salvation. If it is a bad thing, it's when you get saved, praise God. God don't save your old stinking, rotten, no account flesh. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad he puts a big enough God through the Holy Spirit down your heart that he can change you from the inside out. The inside will start working on the outside.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. But we see this in the Word of God tonight. We see they're getting ready to go in to possess the land. I'm glad, praise God. Listen, church, we're just, everything's a playing out. All the lines have been, all the I's have been dotted. T's have been crossed. Brother Larry, we're just about ready to go out of here. We're about ready to go home, amen. I'm not talking about going by way of death. I'm talking about going by way of the rapture in just a little while. Amen. We all just get here to shout all we can, praise God. Enjoy it while we're looking for our Redeemer, praise the Lord. Praise God. A lot of people wanting to take an airplane ride, praise God. One of these days, I'm going to take a plane air ride. Amen. I'm looking forward to that plane air ride. Praise God. These airplanes, I don't know about them 737s. They done grounded in. The controls has done gone crazy. Amen. They be flying along, all of a sudden they just take off into outer space. They think they're rockets. Somebody got the programs messed up, Brother Kevin. They thought they was putting them in a rocket ship instead of an airplane. Amen. I'm glad God ain't going to be messed up on nothing. Praise God, when it comes for our plane air ride, we're going to go out of here, praise God, and we're going to leave these old bodies behind. Ain't going to be nothing to hold us down, praise God. We're going to leave, glory to God, we're going to lose gravitation, and we're going to go out of here, praise God. We're going to leave these old hindering bodies behind us, and we're going to step out of here with a shout and a praise God, and we'll go, hey, glory to God, just like those children of Israel. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. I got three different directions running through my head. Amen. I tell you what, it's hard to preach when you've studied a whole lot. You got 15 or 20 messages, praise God, and you don't know whether to go right, left, or in the middle. Amen. Praise God, but I'm glad there's a God of heaven knows exactly where we need to be, and he'll put us right, praise God, where he wants to on purpose.
Amen.
Amen. But they're getting ready to go in and possess the land. Now, if you could see this tonight, just picture it as a picture of the church. Amen. So they're in the wilderness, and we're in the wilderness. Amen. If you don't think you're in the wilderness, praise God, just look around. Bible, by Moses said they was in a waste, howling wilderness. Amen. If you look around the world we live in, it's the awfulest place I've ever seen in my life. He was talking to somebody on the news last night. Hey, it was a black fellow. They was asking about what he thought. Said he'd never been in California before, but he went down there and asked him, what'd you think about it? He said, I've never seen the like in my life. He said, everywhere I looked, out on the streets, out in plain sight, people were doing all kind of illicit things, taking their drugs, doing their dope, whatever, right there in the street, and nobody seemed to care. Amen. Why? Because we're living in a waste, howling wilderness. Amen. Praise God. It can't get much worse than it is in the United States of America. Well, all over the world. People's lost their minds. Amen. I told you before, we're trying to have morality without conviction. Amen. You can't have morality without conviction. We've got to have conviction, praise God, and conviction is of the Holy Ghost of God.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God, you don't get that from the newspaper. You get that from the precious, inerrant Word of God, amen. It's what'll speak to your heart. Glory be to God. So he said they was getting ready to go into land. He said you need to be prepared to go in. And he said, to a place where we can give you rest. And praise God, he said, now listen, Moses has done told you what you need to, and now you've done got your possession. Amen. You've done claimed your possession. You've done took possession of your possession. Amen. That you have been given. Amen. But he said, hey, some of your brothers and your sisters, praise God, that don't have that possession. They don't have their possession yet. He said, what we need you to do, praise God, is help them get their possession. Amen. Help them get their part.
Amen.
Amen. He said, the only way you can do it, praise God, is just cross over with us. Glory be to God. And in order to do it, praise God, in order to have good success, you got to be armed. Amen. He said, be armed and ready to help. Praise God, to be able to fight the battle. Praise the Lord. He said, we'll give you rest, and have given you this land. He said, this God that you know is giving you rest and giving you this land. He said, for your little ones, for your wives, your little ones, your cattle, and all that remains, praise God, Moses gave you on this side of Jordan. But you shall pass over before your brethren, armed, all the mighty men of valor, and help them. So he said, what you got to do? He said, you've got to go. You've got to be armed and ready to help. Man, how do we arm ourselves? We arm ourselves with the Word of God. The Word of God will not go out void. Praise God, if we're going to go armed. Amen. Glory to God. And I got in a conversation with a young lady the other day about guns. I don't know if you know it or not. I like guns. Amen. You got a thing about a preacher having a gun, praise God, man, you go fight because I like guns. I collect guns. I've got all kinds of guns. Amen. Praise God. I've got, let me just say this. I've got what I need. Amen. I've got. And praise God, I'm armed and I'm ready. Praise the Lord. But I like them. Amen. But I got in a little debate with a young lady the other day. She said, well, I don't understand why people have to have guns, but if you like them, I guess that's okay. I said, I like them because I like them, praise God. If I like them because I like them, then if I like them, that's all right. Amen. You've got things that you like, praise God. If you like it, that's all right. As long as you don't go against God Almighty, it's all right with me too. Amen. Amen. Praise God. But God give us, He give us the Second Amendment in the United States of America to keep and bear arms and protect ourselves up against somebody that tried to invade or against a government trying to rise up and take them away from us.
Right.
Amen. But He said we need to go in armed. But praise God, I want to say one of the greatest weapons that I have is this blessed old King James Bible. Praise God, there's enough information in it to fulfill everything that we need to do to bring glory to a thrice holy God, to lift up His name, praise God, and call Him an almighty God.
Amen.
It's empowerment. Amen. He tells us over in Hebrews. Amen. He tells us over in Hebrews chapter 4, I believe it is, about the empowerment that we have through God. Amen. Hebrews chapter 4. He talks about this blessed old book. Amen. I want to say, Brother June, there's nothing like this blessed old book. There's nothing. I said I like guns. I said that to say this. That I've got some pretty powerful, but there's nothing as powerful as this blessed old book. Amen. Thank God it'll blow the socks off the worst person in this world. Amen. Praise God. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, it said, for the Word of God. Amen. Now, there ain't no question about what it is. I don't think anybody will disagree that this is the inerrant, infallible Word of God. There's nothing wrong with you, preacher. Well, there's errors in this. No, they ain't. There's errors in men's thinking. Praise God. But there's no errors in the Word of God. It's perfect. Perfectly written, amen, and perfectly given, praise God, by a perfect God. He said, for the Word of God is quick. That means it's living. Amen. Praise God, that means it's not dead. And if something's living, praise God, you can kind of depend on something that's living. If it was something that's dead, praise God, you'd just bury it and go around. But I'm glad, praise God, that there's no use to bury this blessed old King James Bible because it's the living Word of God. Now, some of that other junk, you could take it out to the cemetery and dig a hole and bury it, and I don't think nobody would miss it because they don't count anyway. Amen. Some folks carrying around, they got every color and spectrum of the rainbow in them new NIV Bibles. I call it that new ignorant version. Amen. Because they got to, they take it, and a woman by the name of Virginia Molencott interpreted that thing into their English. And says that her lesbianism had always been a part of her. Now I don't think God's got anything to do with that, praise God, when it comes to His Word. But by God, the Word of God is pure. It's chaste, praise God. It'll stand when everything else falls, praise God, because it's the living Word of God.
Amen.
And He told him, praise God, He told him, Joshua, hey, listen, you need to go on, praise God, to help your brethren. What do we need to do today, praise God, to help our loved ones to be prosperous and have good success? Brother Rex, we need the precious Word of God. We need to plant it in our heart, and we won't sin against God. People all the time wonder why we struggle so much in the flesh. Because we got more of the flesh than we got more of the Word. Amen. You get enough of the Word down in your heart, praise God, it'll change the flesh. You put enough good stuff in, praise God, it'll push the old stuff out. Amen. It'll start seeping out through your pores. You get rid of it. Amen. That's how we get rid of a lot of junk in our bodies, praise God. It comes out through your pores. It comes out when you sweat. And the Bible said Jesus, when He was down there and He was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, that He prayed with such intensity that it was as blood was coming out through His flesh, praise God. It was an intense prayer, praise God, made by an intense God, amen, to the Father above, praise God, who is looking for mercy and help, amen, for His people. And He said, Father, not my will, but Thine be done. Amen. He was 100% man, and He was 100% God. And that 100% man would like for Him to quit. It would like for Him to stop. It would like for Him to cease and desist. But you know what the Bible says, Brother Bill, that our Savior went just a little farther. Amen. Glory be to God. He pushed on, praise God, past the agony of the flesh into the glory of the Father.
Amen.
Praise God, youngins, that's what we got to do in this old flesh. Just press on past the agony of the flesh and this old body we live in, praise God, to the glory of the Father.
Amen.
Amen. He said, youngins have a possession. Amen. And said, you need to go armed so you can go over and bring your brothers and sisters into their possession. Do you believe there's a place made in heaven for all of us?
Amen.
Amen. Now, the Bible teaches there's a place for every name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. Now, if there's a place, Brother Bill, in the Lamb's Book of Life for everybody's name that's ever been born or hasn't been born, take that, devil. Mm-hmm. Boy, he didn't like that. And those little babies, praise God, it's been aborted. And they never, praise God, there's a place for their name because they never reached the age of accountability. Praise God, glory be to God, when they was aborted, when life ceased here, praise God, it began up there. Jesus Christ Himself wrote their name in the Book of Life.
Amen,
amen. Glory be to God. Our little old, praise God, them little babies. Amen, they think they can destroy them and pluck them to pieces. But I will say, glory be to God. He's a God of heaven. He said, children are a heritage of the Lord, and I'm going to preserve them all. They think they're destroying them. They're not destroying them. They're just sending them on to glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. But He said, the Word of God, He said, I ain't getting very far, am I? Amen. I got a whole lot to preach tonight. Amen. So the Word of God's quick. It's a living Word. It's a real Word. That means it's a live Word. Not only does He say that it's quick, amen, but He says it's powerful. And now if it's quick and it's living, that means it's functional. The living Word, Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12. The living Word's quick. It means it's living, it's functional. It means it works. Amen. I'll guarantee you something. On the authority of this Word works. You say, how do you know? Because the Bible itself says it will not go out void. Amen. That's why we said a while ago, we put this little stand back here and we put some tracts in there with the gospel in them. You say, preacher, will that get people saved? No, they said they're saved by the foolishness of preaching. But that little old gospel tract will give them enough stir in their heart because the Word won't go out void. Well, they'll get to looking for a place where they hear some preaching. Amen. It'll draw them in. Amen. Praise God, we had them redone, put the address on there so they can find the place.
Amen.
Praise God. I believe there's some folks all over this community that are looking for a place just like this where they can come in with brother and sister in Christ, worship the living God, worship the Word of God, see the Word of God, know the Word of God that's quick and it's alive and it's well, praise God, that it's a functional Word where they can get in and get some help, praise God.
Amen.
Something that's functional works. But not only is it living and functional, but it says it's powerful. This is the part that the devil don't like. Amen? Because he wants people to think, well, it's just the Bible and it don't really have no effect on me. Amen? It may not have no effect on you, but it has a whole lot of effect on somebody, a lot of people.
Yeah.
Amen? I won't say this blessed old book has a big effect on me. I don't know about you. Praise God. I got the three times a day, I got to look at this thing, praise God, and I got the bumps of the goose all over me.
Amen?
Praise God. I have read this thing from front to back, praise God, through several times. Praise God. But I'll tell you what, I can still read it, Brother John. And these places, glory be to God, and it gets the stirring down in my soul and the bumps of the goose come all over me.
Amen.
Them little hairs stand up on the back of your neck. Amen. Praise God. You're just getting reading it sincerely. Looking for God to show you something. Paint you a picture. Amen. He says it's quick, it's functional. He said it's powerful, and it has power. Amen. That power is a root word of dynamite. He said it's an explosive force. Amen. You know what that means? I always think I want to mean it. It means that it'll blow the devil out of you. Amen. Praise God, this blessed old book, it'll blow the devil out of you. Amen. It'll get rid of all that junk in you. It'll help you see there your way and the goodness of God. It'll give you that power, praise God, to overcome the obstacles you face.
Amen.
That's why the Bible says, fail not to assemble yourself together, even so tomorrow as you see the days approaching. Amen. Because God knows in the last days we're going to need all the help we can get. And when we come together, praise God, and get the Word, get it together in unity, praise God, there's power in numbers.
Yeah.
Amen. There's power in numbers. So we get the Word of God, we get the power of God, we get the living Word. And it's powerful, it's active, and it's sharp. It said it's sharper than a two-edged sword.
Amen.
That means that is cutting. That's why sometimes you get the preaching and you get down in the Word and you get the preaching on sin and sinfulness and error and the ways of error, the ways of Balaam, amen, that would deceive and pull away and draw and separate. And you see people in the back all over the place and they kind of start wiggling and a squirming like a worm in a pan that's frying. Amen. Amen. Oh, me. You say, preacher, you like to see that, praise God. I'm just saying, I've been there.
Yeah.
Amen. I love it when a man of God, praise God, preach right down my road. Show me the errors of my way. Show me where I can do better, where I can pull up closer, praise God. I like it.
Yeah.
Amen. Glory be God. Hey, I can't live it as good as I like it. But praise God, you'll never preach it too straight. Amen. I like the Word of God. I like the truth. Amen. It's powerful. It shaves off those old rotten edges. Amen. He said it's piercing. It goes down into where that old junk's at. See, we think that God's like the rest of the world. That God can't see where we're at. He don't know where our heart is. Hey, listen, I think a lot of people think their heart's between their ears. Well, we got head knowledge. We know who Jesus is, praise God, but He's not the author and finisher of faith. He's not the Lord of our lives. He's not the shepherd, the chief shepherd, the master shepherd of our soul. Amen. Amen. We'll try to give our flesh to Him, and boy, we'll mess up there, but we won't give Him our soul. That inward part of us, praise God, so He can take us and help us and heal it, praise God, and to separate us unto Himself. He said the Word of God separates us. Amen. He'll go down inside us and He'll separate that good from the bad. Amen. He'll kind of like a good piece of meat, praise God. You got to have a little bit of fat on it, but you don't want a whole lot. So you got to trim that old yucky part, that old gristly part off. and you got to get rid of it. Amen. So you have a good chunk of meat when it's fried up, have just enough, praise God, to help it cook good, but not get stuck in your craw. Amen. But praise God, he said it separates it out, the good from the bad, praise God, and he gets rid of it. Praise the Lord. Piercing the divine asunder, soul and the spirit, and of the joints and the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Amen. He said it divides. Did you know there's a division in you? Hello? Did you know there's a division in you? There's a physical man and there's a spiritual man. Amen. There's a division. And the physical battles against the spiritual, and the spiritual battles against the physical. But what we need to do to win, praise God, is just give the physical to the spiritual, praise God. Just surrender, run up the white flag, and say, glory be to God. You just show me what, where, and when, praise God, and I'm yours. Amen. Dividing asunder the soul and the spirit, and the thoughts and the intents of the heart. God wants to get down to where we live. Amen. He wants to get down into the part that makes us run. See, your heart is like an engine in the car. Your heart quits, you're gone. Amen. It don't matter how good you look on the outside. If that heart quits beating on the inside, amen, the outside ain't gonna do you no good. Bible said exercise profiteth little. But I won't say what man said, what makes a difference. It ain't that outside man. It's that inward man. It's the heart of man that makes a difference on every aspect of us, praise God. Because you get your heart right with God, start living according to what He said, the thoughts intend your heart right, praise God, your outside start looking better. Seen a lady today, she's talking about her relationship with people that she met all the time. And she said, you know what I want to do? She said, I just want to smile at them. Everybody I see, she said, I just want to smile at them. Amen. She said, even when I feel bad, she said, I say, Lord, just help me to smile at them. Amen. She goes around with a smile on her face all the time. Oh, praise God. And she, that's what she knows. She said, I get up every morning and say, Lord, just help me to have a smile. I like it. Don't you? I like it when I go somewhere and people's just standing around smiling. These old sour face things. You go and they look like they done ate a whole bucket full of limes or lemons or something. And got an old scowl on their face. Praise God, if you get you get God in your heart and joy down in your soul, He'll change the looks on your face. Amen. You'll get the smile and you can't help it, praise God. Amen. People get to wonder if you ain't up to something. Amen. Praise God, because you can smile again, praise God. We ought to be able to smile. Amen. I tell you what, you got joy down your soul, praise God, you can smile. The Bible said, He told him, He said, you need to be armed. He said, you need to go armed. Amen, over for the brethren. Amen, praise God. We need to go armed and go with the Word of God and the truth of God, praise God. Go armed before God. He goes down in verse 13, He says, neither is there any creature that is not manifest in His sight. But all things are naked and open unto the eyes of Him with whom we have to do. Amen. So, if you think you can hide something from God, you got another thought coming. There's nothing that you've ever done, nothing you've ever thought, nothing that you've ever said that God don't know about. My Bible tells me, praise God, Brother Joe, that He keeps perfect records. He said one day at the great white throne judgment, He's going to pull out the Lamb's book. He's going to pull out another book, which is the books of all of our works. And when they try to say, Lord, you know what I did? He said, yeah, I know exactly what you did. On page 767,408. Amen. He said, you rejected the Lamb of God one more time. Therefore, depart from me. I never knew you. Amen. The worst words anybody could ever fathom to hear is the Lord say, depart from me, I never knew you. Amen. That's why, praise God, you know what Pastor Jeff's going to do the rest of my life? Ms. Martin, I'm going to do my best, praise God, to let Jesus know that I'm on His side. I'm going to tell everybody else, praise God. I love Jesus with all my heart. He's my love. He's my Lord. He's my Savior, praise God. He's the shepherd of my soul. He's the keeper of my soul. One day I'm going to be with Him. I belong to Him. Yeah. Amen. Amen. If you say it long enough, loud enough, praise God, the devil will hear it. Amen. You didn't know I went to school and got my DD, did you? I got my DD, yeah, I went to school and got, I'm a devil disturber. Amen. Amen. Praise God. He don't like me and I don't like him. Amen. Praise God. I tell everybody I go, everywhere I see, praise God, I love the Lord Jesus Christ. He's my Lord and my Savior. He's the shepherd of my soul. Amen. And I'm going to die loving the Lord. I'm going to die trusting the Lord. I trust Him with every fiber of my being. Everything that I have, by the way, it belongs to Him. You know, you don't own nothing. You don't own a thing. Everything that we see, touch, and feel, praise God, belongs to God. Amen. Amen. The government thinks they own stuff. They don't own nothing. They ain't even got enough financial stability to take care of their own debt, much less own anything. Amen. But praise God, our Heavenly Father owns it all, praise God. And I belong to Him, and He can give me whatever He wants to. Brother Gary, you know the best thing He's got for me, that He offers me betimes, that praise God, is just His blessings. Amen. Glory be to God when I get the goose of the bump. And I know that He loves me, praise God. And He comes by one more time. Amen. He touches my soul and lets me know that He's right there with me. He's snuggled up to me, that I'm not alone, praise God. I don't have to worry about being by myself. Somebody told me the other day, said, "Preacher, I ain't got nobody." I said, "You're a child of God, ain't you?" He said, "Well, yeah." I said, "Well, then you've got Jesus all the time." Amen. If you got the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, you can't be by yourself. Amen. Oh, glory. Amen. Devil don't like that either. I've disturbed him again. Amen. Hey, God, you get preached. You can tell when you disturb the devil. People start looking at you funny. Amen. What's he saying now? And they won't know what you're going to say. Amen. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God, He knows what to say. He said, but they said, we need to come armed. He said, if you're going to come armed with the Word of God. He said, if you come armed with the Word of God, He said, you're going to have something to help you stay there. If you look over at Romans chapter 8, He says, if we're going to be armed, the only way we can keep our arms up is to be armed with the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. In Romans chapter 8 and verse 1, He said that we're pretty secure. See, the devil don't like these verses. Romans 8 and chapter 1 says, There is therefore now, right now in the present today, tonight, right this minute. Amen. Say amen right there. Amen. Amen. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. He said, if you're going to be armed, praise God, you got to be armed with the Word of God. If you're armed with the Word of God, you got the Spirit of God. And praise God, they can't nothing touch that. Amen. There's no condemnation to them that are walking in the Spirit. Let me ask you, who you walking with tonight? Are you walking in the flesh? Well, amen, I hope so. Amen. If you're walking in the flesh, praise God, then you're walking carnally out of the will of God. Amen. How much time do we spend on the carnal side of the flesh? And how much time do we spend on the spiritual side of the flesh? See, remember I told you there's a divide. Amen. So there is now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Verse 4 said, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Verse 5 says, for they are after the flesh, do mind the things of the flesh. Does that help you clarify where you're at a little? Amen. Who you are following? Are you a following the flesh, living for the flesh, or are you living in the Spirit? Amen. Praise God. He said, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. So which side are you on? Which side are you feeding the most? That's going to be the side that's the strongest. Amen. If you feed the spiritual side, the spiritual man, the spiritual food of God, amen. Praise God, the spiritual side will be stronger than the physical side, the fleshly side. I was listening to a show the other day. They had done a study over a period of years, and they was talking about all this, the internet and our cell phones and all this FaceTime and stuff that we're doing with our instruments of destruction. And they were talking about how involved we were in them. And they said that the church had declined to its only function at about 26%. And they was trying to figure out why the church had sunk so low. And it was because everybody's being entertained and they don't have time for the things of God. So you know what that's saying? It says that we're feeding the flesh and we're forgetting to feed the spirit. But now let me just tell you this. You've got your cell phone, you like to be on it. Praise God, they've got all kind of Bible verses on there. I mean, you go in there and read the New Testament, the Old Testament, verse, chapter by chapter. They got devotionals, praise God. You can go in there and use that old device, that old thing in your face, praise God, to look at the Word of God and feed your dying soul. Amen. Praise God. What's wrong? And they said, they're killing their kid. They said the best thing you can do for a child is never let them have any of that till they're after 12 years old. Hello? You know what we do today? When they get this big enough to where they can cry, that's right out of the gate, we'll take that old cell phone, we'll put a picture on there with something they can squiggle in, and we'll give it to them so they can entertain themselves. So we don't have to fool. Why do you have babies anyway if you don't fool with them? Amen? They'll give them that for hours of time. They sit there and look at themselves. That thing, it's intriguing to them. And they put it in their hand. But they said the best thing you could do is never let them touch those things till after they're 12 years old. Makes sense to me. Amen? Why? Because they're addicted. Little old Mia, bless God, she could do better on a phone than I can. She's got a little pad that she looks at night, and she can turn it off and on, go through all kinds of things. I can't find nothing. Amen. Yeah, Papa, I won't watch my patio a few minutes, okay? And I can't even turn it on. She's got a password. 5 years, well, she's, it was last year, 4 years old. She's got a password for a pad. Amen. That's where we're at. But if we ain't careful, we're feeding them the world, praise God. We need to be giving them the spiritual word of God, and not the world. Amen. But he said, we get to be armed with the word. He said, be armed with the spirit, praise God. Be ready. Amen. He goes on in verse 8, and he says, so then we that are in the flesh cannot please God. You know, if you're living in the flesh, you can't please God. Verse 9 says, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I don't really have the Spirit of God. Then you're lost. Amen. 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 Oh, me. If you don't have the Spirit of God living in you that convicts you and shows you things, praise God, and helps you realize some things is wrong and hey, some things is right according to what God said, and if you don't have that, you're lost. Amen. He said, and if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken, make alive, get you moving, praise God, your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you. Amen. So if you're a child of God, if you've been born again, the Spirit of God is in you and it moves you. Amen. In other words, if you're going this direction, God wants you to go in that direction, God will turn you around. He'll take you in the direction He wants you to go. Amen. 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 God will take you direction He wants you to go if we'll listen to Him. I tell you, I have got on Saturday afternoons or even during the week when I go visiting, and I've started to head out in the direction that way I think I need God. That, well, I need to go check on such and such or go see such a, and get hard in the car going down the road. And God speak to my heart and said, no, He said, I'd rather you go over here. I turn around and I go where God sends me. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Because I want to be in the will of God. I don't want to go. Hey, ain't no use for me to go over there if God ain't in it. Amen. I seen a fellow yesterday. We had to have fire inspection today. We have to have it every 3 years. And so I was scurrying around yesterday between the hospital and everywhere else, and I was getting lights and parts to fix everything. Had exit lights out and bulbs out and things. And I run over to a CED, and an old fellow we used to have church with in my office at Silverline. He was there, old Mike William, loves God, loves the Lord. And son, he won't see you that he don't tell you. I'll just tell you that I love you. Amen. Praise God. He had a stroke a few years ago. He said, God spoke to his heart. He said, don't you ever somebody that you love, somebody that you've seen, a brother or sister of Christ. He said, don't you ever walk by them and speak to them without telling them that you love them. Amen. I said, since then, I don't think I've ever met up with, talked to him. He didn't tell me that he loved me. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I went by there to see him yesterday. Praise God, got me some bulbs and things from him. Boy, what a blessing that was. And the Holy Spirit of God was there. And it was a meeting with him. And another boy I went to school with, Steve, was over there. And he was just rejoicing, Lord, talking about the good God of heaven, how good God was. And boy, I tell you what, you know what makes that? That's the Spirit of God and the Word of God instilled in the people of God, making a difference for glory of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, God, I feel good. Could I preach all night? It's okay. You need to go get a drink of water. Can we take a break? Amen. Glory to God. Boy, I tell you, I love the Lord, don't you? Amen. Thank God for His sweet Spirit. But He says, for as many, verse 14, Romans 8, He says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Amen. So He said, listen, He said, what you got to do? He said, you got to be armed with the Word of God. You got to be filled with the Spirit of God. Amen. And I'm just halfway through the message, and I ain't even got started. Amen. He said, you got to be armed. Amen. We got to be armed. We got to go armed. You can't go off half-cocked, not ready for battle, praise God. A good soldier won't go into battle without his arms. Amen. He's going to have his rifle. When he's in the service, you have a checklist. Amen. They run that checklist through your mind, praise God. You get it down. You get it down, praise God, to where you can, you remember it in your sleep. When it comes time to go to battle, when the call goes, praise God, to fall out, you don't have to worry about forgetting this or forgetting that. Hey, God ingrained in your mind, praise God, this is part of your armament. You've got to have this in order to go. Amen. Amen. If a child of God would get to the point and we realize, praise God, we've got to have this in order to go out and fight the battles of God, praise God, it'd be more important than what we think it is. Amen. Amen. This is the infallible Word of God. And that through the Word of God and the Spirit of God, it makes us prepared to do the work of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's what it does. It makes us ready. Amen. It makes us able to go out and fight for God. We're armed. He said, but we need to be ready. He said, how do we be ready? Psalms 24 said we need to have clean hands and a pure heart. Amen. In order to take this and do a good thing with it, Brother X, he said, we've got to have clean hands. Now, this is clean in the eyes of God. This is the things that we do. These are the things that we lay hands on in our daily life. Amen. We've got to do clean things, pure things, godly things. Amen. One of these days we're going to stand before the Lord Jesus Christ. And all that old junk that we've done, the Bible said, it's going to be burned up like wood, hay, and stubble. You know what happens when you burn up like wood, hay, and stubble? You lose your reward. It's gone. Amen. But He said we've got to have clean hands. So we've got to have a pure heart. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 15, the Bible says, but sanctify the Lord God in what? Your hearts. And be ready always to give an answer to every man to ask you the reason. A reason of the hope that is in you. With meekness and fear. I got to look at that. I said, glory to God. I've never caught that before. He said, be ready in your heart. Amen. He said, but sanctify the Lord God in your heart. Set aside the Lord God in your heart. And be ready. Amen. That means you got your arms together. Amen. You got your arms together. Got the Word. You got the Spirit. Praise God. And He said, be ready. But now watch this. There's one word in here that differentiates this whole thing. He said, sanctify the Lord God in your heart. That's in individuals, okay? Mine and yours. And be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason for the joy that's in your heart. Now listen to what this A, that little word A reason. Do you have one thing that you can say good for the Lord? I mean, did you sanctify yourself, purify yourself, you're living in the Word, you praise God, you got the Spirit of God? He said you ought to have a something to say. Amen. Praise God. Be ready always to give a reason. He didn't say to give them the book. He didn't say read them all the chapters in Genesis so they know about creation. He said don't read them in all the book of John so that they know about the love of God. He said be ready to give them a reason for the joy that's in your heart. Praise God, the only reason you got to have, Brother Junior, is just stand up with a big old boy and say, thank God Jesus saved me. I've been born again. Amen. Why are you so happy, Brother Rex, down at the house of God? Because Jesus saved me. I'm born again. Amen. I didn't catch that till yesterday. I was reading through there and I said, glory to God. A reason. Just one. Not a whole list. See how simple salvation is? And he says, Joshua says, listen, said, I want you to go over. I want you to help get your brethren. I said, I want you to go armed and I want you to go ready to help. He said, you need to be armed and you need to be ready. Amen. He said, if you're armed and you're ready, he said, praise God, you'll be able to help. Amen. Pretty simple, isn't it? I haven't made this complicated. Amen. I thank God put this thing right on the bottom shelf where little youngins could get it. Tonight we ain't even got none. Amen. Except for you. And you and you, all God's little youngins are here. But he said, pray God, be ready. Always give a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Pray God, it's because God loved me that he sent his son and he died for me according to scriptures. And he didn't stay dead. He got up victorious over the grave, praise God. Why? Because God said so. I believe it. Amen. And I believe it, praise God. Amen. So he said, listen, said, you got to be armed. Armed with the Word, armed with the Spirit. And he said, you got to be ready. Amen. Ready to give an answer. Ready to tell somebody the reason, a reason for hope that's in you. You know what our hope is? 127. Our hope is the hope of glory. Amen. Praise God. And it don't get no better than that. Amen. They may tell you, you don't have, they come in there yesterday. And we all gathered there and had the oncologist come in yesterday, Brother Charles' room, and she laid down and she never offered not one ray of hope, did she? She never offered not one little bit of hope. She said, well, this is where you're at. This is what it is. This is what's going to take place. What we could do, but we ain't able to do. So this is it. Never had nothing good to say. But praise God, God never left us that way. He's always gave us hope. Amen. He's always offered up. He'll always offer you hope. Amen. The hope of glory. When the world, the devil can take, here he goes again. The devil can take everything in this world away from you. But he cannot take your hope of glory if you're a child of God. And Joshua said, fellas, he said, well, I want to ask you to do what Moses told you before he left. He said, I want you to arm yourself. And he said, I want you to go over. Amen. He said, I want you to help your brothers. He said, so they'll have a possession too. Amen. I told you a while ago, my name, Jeff Massey, Jeffrey Douglas Massey, is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And how he wrote that's up to him. But he knows who I am. Amen. And my name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I have a possession in heaven. That's mine. That's my name. That's me. And you know what? I want to go armed and I want to go ready to help everybody else I know so that they can claim a possession too. Amen. In the portals of glory. God, he said, Moses done gave you your possession. You've got it. But he said, you need to go over armed and ready to help so that your brothers and your sisters, so that they can claim their possession to. Amen. What God's calling us today, He said, to arm ourselves and be ready to help so that our brothers and sisters can have their possession too in the portals of glory. Amen. Glory to God. Stand with me tonight.